Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Four Essential Ingredients to Success. And Winston Churchill said, success is not final. Failure is not total. It is the courage to continue that counts. Many people are going to disagree with me on this, but I'll say it anyway. Hard work is not always an essential ingredient for financial, professional, and personal success. The truth is, most of us have been taught since a very young age that if we work really, really hard, then everything else will fall into place. Now, does it help? Often, yes. If you're able to sustain the hard work without burning out. However, if you think about it, there would be many more successful people on earth if working hard was the most important thing. When you observe the world's most successful people, you'll notice they have a few other tricks up their sleeves. So, what are we talking about here? What makes you successful? And the idea is to put these things into practice. And often you would see, and this goes back to the salary, back in the early part of the 20th century, that what happened was people would say, oh, if you just worked hard, you would move up within a company. You moved up within the company, you were basically being recognized by the owners. You were giving yourself the opportunity to earn more money. But today, with the economy the way it is, with the way business has been changing, hard work is not the only way to gain success. So here are four essential and often overlooked ingredients to success that each are as important as the other, if not more important, as hard work. Purpose. So you have clarity on what your main goal in life is. What is that for you? For me, my main goal in life is to help others live a better quality of life than I did. And that means that what I've done and creating opportunities for other people to build themselves or to create opportunities in their own lives. I've had to be the one to create the opportunity for myself because there were few opportunities for people with disabilities in the workplace. So what I did was I looked at my education, I looked at my experience, I looked at what it was that I really loved to do, and I decided to create my own business around it. Now, what I started out doing was wanting to offer group therapy sessions in psychodrama, which I was trained in, and transactional analysis. But because I didn't have a master's degree, it was very difficult for me to market myself as a therapist. And eventually, it evolved into more of professional speaking, more into using assessment profiles based on my background and education. So, are you aware of why you want to achieve it? One of the things that I do with my clients is I help them sit down and put together a mission statement or a purpose for their business, and then set up attainable goals at a level that to understand if you want to get from point A to point B, there is a way to do it in achievable goals. You should not have to say, okay, if I want to get from the bottom to the ladder to the top of the ladder, I'm going to go straight up. You can't do that. There are steps along the way that you have to take, and you need to be aware of what they are and how you can utilize them to get yourself where you want to be. A lack of purpose can often be the only thing holding you back from success, because when you're not invested in the reason you're working toward a goal, there's little to shield you from inevitable distractions and demotivation. Okay, think about it. You have a goal in life, but you don't have a real purpose for it or a reward for yourself. What are the chances that you're going to get there or work on it without some type of idea of why you're doing it? So next time you set a goal, either figure out how it aligns with your unique purpose in life or decide on a new purpose you can aspire to. Think about it. What did I do? When I first looked at going into business for myself, I wanted to do group therapy. I didn't have the credentials to do it, but I am very verbal, very outgoing, very easy to make friends. And because I had a background in mental health where I took a lot of testing and evaluation, I ended up becoming a distributor with a company that used assessment profiles to determine someone's behavior patterns, how they work in teams, their verbal skills, their leadership skills, their time management skills. In essence, what I do is help people put that whole package together to gain success. So the next thing is passion. It's in our programming to keep doing things that give us joy and fulfillment. And your personal and career goals should reflect this. Of course, many people don't know what their passion is, and in some cases, passions can even shift or disappear. So, if you're chasing a long-term goal, it's important to know how to follow your gut and put in the effort to find and sustain the passion in what you're doing. Okay, many of us in sport, you will find people that enjoy sports that may not be their goal as far as earning a living with it, but it's something that they enjoy doing, whether it's golf or whatever. You will see them there playing or participating in it because it's a passion. When you want to start your own business, you need to look first at what you have a passion for. And is that something that you can turn into a business? If you're an artist, or if you like to carve, or if you like to take pictures, there is a way, especially if you are good at what you're doing, because during the spring, during the summer, even early fall, you will find that there are festivals around the country where you can travel to and you can go show your wares and people will buy it from you. You can set up a website today and an autoresponder build a list of people that you can contact and send information on your products. So, self-determination. Vince Lombardi once said, "The difference between a successful person and others is not lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of will." When you have self-determination, you are owning your personal power and freedom of choice. Self-determination comes from your inner strength and courage, and it helps you strengthen the internal beliefs that you can take on challenges and changes in life with ease. Self-determination. And let's go back and talk a little bit about self-determination. What is self? That is someone who is determined to succeed. Because let me tell you a little bit about what happened to me. As a child, growing up, there were few laws that guaranteed people with disabilities rights. In fact, I was educated long before the Individual Disability Education Act became law. So teachers didn't understand that I learned differently. And anytime someone would tell me I couldn't do anything, that was like waving a red flag in front of me to get me to prove you wrong, that I was determined to be independent, to live on my own. And my parents were determined that I would be, that they were going to break my will and bend me to their way of thinking. And you know what? It never worked. As a child, I was physically abused. I don't think there was a day that I wasn't ever hit for something. And my mother was the most negative person in the world. She could never say anything nice. She could never encourage anyone to be more than what they were. So it had to be me being determined to succeed for me to become independent. Confidence. When you have a clear vision of what you want and complete confidence that you can achieve it, your mental blocks are easier to dissolve. If you lack confidence in yourself, and if you're not 100% sure you can achieve your dreams, then you'll most likely keep finding excuses and procrastinating out of fear. Remember what Napoleon Hill said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. And here's some other things to think about. Okay. When you're in school, you are often told, determined on your grades, that what you are capable of or what you can do to achieve things. And you know what? It's up to you, because if you learn how to believe in yourself, then you can build confidence in yourself, in your judgments, in the things that you do. But it's something that what happens is we often hear the tapes or the things that people told us, like you can't live on your own. You can't think for yourself. And if all you hear is all the can'ts, then that erodes your confidence. Confidence is something that's built up over time. It's believing that you can do something, and then you work on it and you finally reach that goal. So remember what Vince Lombardi said, whatever the mind conceive and believe, it will achieve. To motivate yourself to success, then once you get going, you need to keep up your level of motivation. I've noticed an alarming pattern among my students lately. I've been getting emails saying they usually feel very excited when they're about to start a project or when they're about to do something for the first time. But after a while, it seems like motivation and passion washes away. So they ask, how do I maintain the same level of motivation I have in the beginning all the way until I complete my goals successfully? So think about it. You see, although there may be certain situations or challenges that cause you to lose motivation, confidence, or hope, it's important to realize that the only person responsible for your self-motivation is you. If this sounds familiar, and if you're also been struggling to keep up the excitement and passion required to achieve your goals throughout your journey, then I highly recommend that you practice daily positive affirmations to keep you on track. So, what we need to remember is in our behavioral patterns, there are times we're going to be high. There are times we're going to be low. And the idea is to help you build and grow and find ways to keep up that motivation within yourself. So here are 10 affirmations to keep yourself motivated for success. I take charge of my life by taking positive action to improve it. So, think about that. How do you determine your goals in life? And do you work towards those goals on a daily basis? And what do you think of your mindset? Because if you live in a home where you've got other people that when they're down, it's going to bring you down. Or when they're up, it's going to bring you up. But you need to be able to kind of step away and look at things. I back all my commitments with purposeful action. Do you take action? How do you take action? Each and every day, I stretch my comfort zone a little further. And let me explain to you what comfort zone is, because if you think about it, if you grew up in a home where there was a lot of abuse, a lot of negativity, that's your comfort zone. That's who you're going to attract yourself to whether you recognize it or not. The idea is to change your comfort zone to be something that is achievable, but wanting to stretch it so that you can gain that success that you truly wanted in life. I have courage to make positive changes in my life. I draw opportunities towards me. And think, what does the law of attraction say? It says, if you believe and put out vibes into the world that are positive, that are exuberant, then you're going to be bringing back to yourself all of those things that you have chosen for yourself. So I know what I want in life, and I am dedicated to achieving it. So how many of you know what you want in life? And how many of you are dedicated or pushing yourself to achieve it? Can you change your thinking to believe in yourself, to choose to reach those goals and beyond? I am dedicated to staying positive no matter what. Well, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in your ability to succeed, I can focus my attention at will. I am transforming myself into the person I dream of becoming. Okay, are you constantly working on yourself? Do you constantly believe that you, individual, will succeed at whatever choices you make? And my potential is limitless. As children, we believe that we can do anything that we want to do. But through the years, when you go to school, every way that you learn, it's a cookie cutter way of teaching, because when a teacher has 30 students in that classroom, they have to teach in a way that the majority of the kids understand. So that what happens is everyone tends to conform to one way of learning to do things. And I can tell you from experience that I learned differently, that I was always behind the other students because I was always 3 or 4 steps behind where they were, because I learn at a different rate than everyone else. And that's just the nature of the disability. But think about it. Not everyone learns at the same rate. And the idea is to learn to diversify, to learn to believe in yourself, to learn to exude confidence in yourself. For the best results, I encourage you to say these affirmations out loud right after you wake up. Since you're still in theta or deep relaxation state, and then once again at night before going to bed. So I'm going to read these affirmations again. I take charge of my life by taking positive action to improve it. I back all my commitments with purposeful action. Each and every day, I stretch my comfort zone a little further. I have the courage to make positive changes in my life. I draw opportunities towards me. I know what I want in life, and I am dedicated to achieving it. I am dedicated to staying positive no matter what. I can focus my attention at will. I am transforming myself into the person I dream of becoming. My potential is limitless. And here's another thing to think about. When it comes to the laws of attraction, people don't always know what that really is. But let's quickly go over what they are and how you can utilize it into your life on a daily basis. So let's quickly discuss this, because think about it. What is the law of attraction? The law of attraction can be understood by understanding that like attracts like. What this means is that whether we realize it or not, we are responsible for bringing both positive and negative influences into our lives. A key part of the law of attraction is understanding that where you place your focus can have an intense impact on what happens to you. If you spend your days wallowing in regrets about the past or fears of the future, you'll likely see more negativity appearing. But if you look for the silver lining in every experience, that you soon start to see positivity surrounding your everyday. Therefore, negativity or the law of, wait a minute, let me back off. Therefore, the law of attraction encourages you to see that you have the freedom to take control of your future developments, shaping it in ways to choose. When you learn how to use the many powerful and practical tools associated with the law of attraction, you can start living and thinking in more optimistic ways that is specifically designed to attract more positive events and experiences. Whatever you're longing for, whatever your dreams are and goals, the law of attraction can teach you valuable lessons that will bring you closer to your most treasured ambitions. So, have we now understood where we're at with the laws of attraction and why it's important to use it? And let me quickly talk about visualization tools, because these are very much a part of what you need to look at. Creative visualization is a cornerstone of using the law of attraction, and meditative exercises are part of this process. You are encouraged to spend 10 to 15 minutes a day on building an increasingly detailed image of the life you want to develop. However, visualization actually extends far beyond these mental pictures and can be practiced in concrete ways every day. For example, you will learn writing exercises here on our site and artistic approaches that focus on externalizing your goals and making them more real. You can be as creative in your visualization process as you like, and trying out the basic skills may inspire you to come up with unique methods that are more effective. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual or group coaching. And what we will do is sit down with you and work with you to come up with an action plan to set yourself up for success and teach you how to build your skills, how to use the law of attraction, and also incorporate neuro-linguistic programming, which is a way of teaching you how to visualize something in the future, and instead of remembering the past, turn it around to where you can, instead of seeing yourself as a failure, but beginning to see yourself as successful. So, let's quickly go over the four ingredients to success. What is your purpose in life? What do you have a passion for? Do you have self-determination? And do you have confidence in yourself that you can succeed at whatever it is that you choose to do?